You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're getting an update now on that mass shooting that took place in Milwaukee yesterday, where a gunman killed five people. Police were called to the campus of Molson Coors a little after 2 yesterday afternoon. 10 minutes later, employees were notified in an email that an active shooter was in or near the second floor stairwell of the factory's building 4. Authorities have identified the shooter as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who worked there. Police say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett called it a tragic day for the city.
There were 5 individuals who went to work today, just like everybody goes to work. And they thought they were going to go to work, finish their day, and return to their families. They didn't, and tragically, they never will.
Do you know anyone who works for Molson Coors in Milwaukee? How are they doing right now? We're at 800-642-1234. Corey Hess is WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, and she joins us from our studios there. Corey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
What do we know is the latest from Milwaukee police?
Police last had a press conference around 9:30 last night, and they're really not giving us much more details than what we heard earlier, which is that 5 people were killed by an employee who lost his job yesterday afternoon. We're hoping to learn more later today. They're not releasing the names of the victims for probably at least another day, maybe 2 more days. The victims' family members are still coming in from out of town, so they want to give those family members some time to learn about this and, you know, just take a little time to comprehend what's been going on.
So, Corey, as you understand it, then this employee had just been fired or had just lost his job or laid out. What were the circumstances?
You know, I'm actually not sure of the circumstances of why he was no longer working there, if he was terminated or if he was just laid off. But I just heard that he lost his job and then returned back to the workplace.
How was this man armed?
I have not said yet how he was armed. I mean, he had a firearm and got back into the building.
I understand there was a silencer on him as well with one of the handguns.
That is what has been reported by other media outlets, yes.
And last night, police were trying to locate all of the employees. That's over 1,000 people across 20 buildings, a really large complex. Has everyone been accounted for?
Yes, it took a long time. So Molson Coors is, you know, it's for a long time was Miller Brewing Company. Molson Coors acquired it. That was a parent company. And this is known in Milwaukee as Miller Valley. It's a sprawling complex just west of downtown. It's corporate offices and brewing facilities, and more than 1,000 people work there. So it took hours really to account for everybody. Employees were on lockdown for several hours. Businesses around the campus, the Humane Society, schools, they were all on lockdown just to make sure that everybody was accounted for. And it was, I would say, you know, after 9 o'clock last night that employees were allowed to go home. So I do believe that everybody has been accounted for.
Were there any other injuries outside of these deaths?
No other injuries have been reported.
Talking with Corey Hess, a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She's been giving us the latest here on one of the worst shootings in Wisconsin history. A gunman yesterday killed 5 people and then himself during a rampage at the Molson Coors complex. Are you an employee or do you know someone who worked there? How are they doing? How are you doing? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Corey, how is Molson Coors responding to this situation, to this shooting rampage?
Well, the executives with Molson Coors were actually in Houston for a conference. So they flew back, and another press conference was held last night around 9:30. Molson Coors CEO Gavin Hattersley did speak, and he told media that he had been speaking with some of the Milwaukee employees. He commended them on their bravery, and he asked the community to, you know, to reach out to Molson Coors employees, their families, and said that they needed to kind of, you know, be held closer over these next days and weeks during this time.
How are Milwaukee officials responding to this?
Milwaukee officials are in shock, I would say, and they're, like you said, this is one of the worst mass shootings in Wisconsin's history. Since 2004, there's been 11 mass shootings. They are just talking about the impact because MillerCoors, Molson Coors is a legacy company here. So everybody knows this company statewide, really. And I think people, like I said, are just in shock. The governor spoke last night about how this is something that affects all the whole state.
And we have a bit of Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who said last night that the state has a duty to act.
And we should never grow comfortable in the face of these repeated tragedies all across America, and especially right here at home. We have a duty to act. We have to be more responsible as a city, as a state, as a nation.
So it sounds like more of a call to action there from the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, the Lieutenant Governor was passionate about that. And he himself, too, said that he knew a lot of people that worked at Molson Coors. And he said he was afraid to find out who the victims were.
Let's go to Cindy now in La Crosse. Hi, Cindy. What's your response?
Well, it seems more and more frequent, not just in Wisconsin, but everywhere, when someone is let go or fired or removed from their position at work, that they come back and shift things up. And if I don't know if these businesses now need to start active shooter drills like the schools do, and actually make sure that their security detail is informed when somebody is released, so that they can be on high alert when that happens, because this sort of thing just, it's becoming more regular, unfortunately.
Cindy, thank you for the call. Cindy is seeing a pattern, Corey, of disgruntled employees or employees who return to their workplace to do harm.
I do think that has been a pattern, you know, across the country. And I've seen reports of this, as you have too, I'm sure, Kate.
What will police and agents be trying to find out in the next steps, trying to look at today?
I think what they're looking at is, you know, probably how he got into Molson Coors and motive, and also just trying to piece together more information about the victims.
We understood that employees were sheltering in place, and they got word through an email that there was an active shooter in Building 4. Oh, did you talk with any employees about this protocol with the email?
I did not.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Corey Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. We've been talking about yesterday's shooter, a 51-year-old Milwaukee man, killed five people before killing himself at the Milwaukee Brewery. Coming up, we look at the future of space exploration and NASA missions. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.